Greetings and good morning. You are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. My name is Eric Gould. It's 8 o'clock, and here is your local newscast for Monday, October 1st. On Wednesday, the University of Denver will make history by becoming the first Colorado school to host a presidential debate. The face-off between President Barack Obama and Republican Mitt Romney is expected to attract a massive television audience. DU officials say the excitement on campus is palpable, even if few students will actually get to see the debate in person. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The University of Denver has been hosting numerous events throughout the year to try and engage students leading up to the big day. And it's been helpful for first-year graduate student Jessica Gabril. She and a fellow classmate recently returned from Tanzania, where they served in the Peace Corps.
We miss so much of Obama's term. I think we want to kind of become more up-to-date of what's going on, what has happened, what's going to happen, things like that, because we were overseas.
One recent debate featured the heads of the state Republican and Democratic parties discussing domestic policy and Colorado's influence on the national conversation.
It comes down to a very small handful of states.
Rick Palacio is the Democratic Party state chairman.
Florida is one of them, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Virginia, North Carolina, Colorado. When you add all of those up, then you start to see how easily this election could go from one side or another.
And that's one thing both parties seem to agree on. Republican State Party Chairman Ryan Call says Colorado and its 9 electoral votes could potentially elect the next president.
That allows us to get the presidential candidates to come to Colorado to aggressively compete for those votes. That will give Coloradans a unique responsibility to take a hard look at the actual policies, the proposals, and the records.
DU spokeswoman Jordan Ames says the lead-up to the presidential debate is in many ways just as important as the actual debate.
This debate, the reason we're doing it, is it's an educational experience for our students.
The University of Denver applied to host the debate and last year was chosen from a field of 12 colleges. But hosting the debate doesn't come cheap. DU officials say it will cost about $1.6 million, money that Ames says will be well spent, with the eyes of the world on the university and as many as 3,000 journalists coming to town.
It's a huge undertaking to have that many journalists and that many people coming to watch such a high-caliber event. So lots of different technical aspects, build-out, security.
The nonpartisan nonprofit Commission on Presidential Debates is in charge of the event, including ticket distribution. DU will hold a random lottery for students with the tickets they receive. Each student had a chance to enter, but their chances are even greater if they've attended some of the pre-events leading up to Wednesday. This means graduate student Jessica Gabril has more than 10 chances of getting a ticket.
From my understanding, I feel like a lot of people are really excited about it. I'm excited that the debate is going to happen here, that the possibility of attending is there, and looking forward to Debate Fest.
For those who can't be inside the Ritchie Auditorium, Debate Fest is a live watch party hosted by the university. 5,000 free tickets were made available to students, faculty, and alumni. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
KVNF will be broadcasting the debate live on Wednesday evening. Tune in at 7 p.m. on KVNF to hear the debate. Uncompahgre Combined Clinics in Norwood has been awarded a $55,000 grant by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to improve the quality of care and to ensure more women are screened for cervical cancer. Stephen Siegel, executive director for the Uncompahgre Medical Center, says the funding will help with their outreach and tracking efforts to ensure more women in the region are getting the necessary preventative measures, like cervical cancer screenings, that can help with overall health. Siegel says this grant, paired with separate funding for mammograms, will help the center have a stronger focus on women's health. The grant will also help the center become a patient-centered medical home. The Uncompahgre Medical Center serves about 2,300 patients, predominantly in the west ends of San Miguel and Montrose counties. Statewide, Colorado Health Centers will receive more than $577,000 from Health and Human Services to help improve care coordination and management. Many Coloradans may be paying too much for their prescription drugs. A Colorado Public News survey found wide price variations for several popular prescriptions. Some of these medications are priced at 35 times above wholesale cost at the state's largest pharmacies. From Colorado Public News, Shauna Lewis has this report.
CPN looked at Plavix, a blood thinner used by heart and stroke patients and one of the most widely sold drugs in the nation. Shopping around for the generic version of this medication called clopidogrel could save $150 a month for people who need it. Pharmacist Polo Martinez at Alamosa Pharmacy says his wholesale cost for 1 month's supply of clopidogrel is $4.35. He sells it to his cash customers for just under $20, while other Colorado pharmacies sell it for up to $200. Martinez says prescription prices have changed a lot in the 30 years he's been in business.
Money, 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 money. And I think we've gone from the ice age to the greed age, and that's where we're at now.
Martinez notes other prices that baffle him, including a diet pill and a drug for gout with wholesale prices that have jumped more than 40 times their previous cost. Val Kalnins, executive director of the Colorado Pharmacists Society, says various pharmacies have different costs and provide different services, so the pricing varies. Kalnins also says shopping around can have drawbacks, especially if a patient sees several doctors and is making purchases from different pharmacies.
The danger exists that when the prescription is being filled, that unless the patient tells the pharmacist all of the medications that he or she is taking, there could be a possible drug interaction.
Many people pay cash for prescriptions if they're uninsured or if their insurance doesn't cover drugs. Almost a quarter of uninsured Coloradans risk their health by skipping their medication if the cost is too high. Martinez says patients should ask physicians for a less expensive alternative if they're having trouble paying.
I think we have more generics on our shelf right now than we've ever had before. There are very few companies that are coming out with brand new drugs.
Consumers need to pay attention, though. The $4 generic programs offered by many major chains doesn't mean all their prices are low. And online pharmacies may offer good prices, but some of them are scams. Fake online pharmacies may sell counterfeit drugs, which could be life-threatening. The National Association of Boards of Pharmacy says only 3% of more than 10,000 online pharmacy websites comply with the law. I'm Shauna Lewis with Ann Imsey, Brent Ratliff, and Sarah Wahlberg for Colorado Public News.
Doctors and pharmacists may know about special offers from drug companies and the government for low-income patients. Consumers can also ask about price matches, discount cards, and internet coupons for their prescriptions. For more details on the prices found in pharmacies all over the state, visit coloradopublicnews.org. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is closing part of Game Management Unit 23 in the White River National Forest during the upcoming big game seasons due to wildfire concerns. U.S. Forest Service officials say they're worried about the number of weakened trees and snags caused by the heat and flames from the Middle Elk Fire. That fire, caused by an unattended campfire, has grown to nearly 300 acres, burning west of Forest Road 245, also known as the Buford-Newcastle Road. The road is still open to hunters. The closure extends through December 31st, but could end sooner if conditions allow. For information about hunting access in GMU 23, contact Colorado Parks and Wildlife's Meeker office at 970-878-6090. And that concludes your morning newscast for Monday. For KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio, I'm Eric Gould. I'll be with you for the rest of the week. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.